This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget you can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn more about Klaus and their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, some great options there as well at klausfinancial.com. Also, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a email you receive once a week. It's got a link to the most recent program. Also has a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Without any further ado, we are joined this morning by CJ and Malia. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Well, good morning, Sean. I'm doing great. How have you been?
Doing really well. Great to talk with you, CJ. Malia, you've got to be loving these warm temperatures.
Oh, yeah. And the sunrise this morning, did you catch that? I know, you're in the basement. Yeah. You never see anything, right?
I don't get a window. I don't get anything fancy. You'll have to send me some pictures, Malia.
Yeah, I will.
It looks like it's going to be a great day ahead, and we've got an important conversation ahead as well about selling. Should you buy? Should you sell? What should you be doing with your home when you're looking towards retirement? What should you be considering? And location. That's a big question as well. We get those details from CJ and Malia. We will do that this morning during the program. Of course, take your calls. Also, the cool thing we do during the show, it's a Klaus Quiz Question Week, a fantastic opportunity this week as well to win a great prize from our friends at Klaus Financial. This week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Bonefish Grill. A little tip, if you listen closely to the program, typically the question and answer come up during the show. So you're going to want to pay extra attention, not only because it's great information, but a chance to win a prize later on in the program. Before we start talking about a little bit about real estate, let's take a look back at last week's program and the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Get the question and the answer from that show.
Yeah, so last week we hopefully we always talk about some pertinent topics on here, retirement related. And last week was a good discussion about debt and how, generally speaking, we'd like our clients to enter retirement with very little debt if possible. So that actually was our question last week, was what percentage of people over the age of 65 who are retired still carry a mortgage? Is it 5% or almost 20%? A lot of people called in, but only one won, and that was Gary of Middleton. Congratulations to him. He had the correct answer. Almost 20% of people entering retirement have a mortgage. So again, something we like to work through with our clients, make sure that they're almost getting it to zero so they can have a wonderful retirement. So thanks for listening.
Nice job, Gary. And don't forget, we'll have a chance for you as well a little bit later on the program to win. Just listen closely to the show and we'll tell you how you can win a little bit later on in the show. Don't forget, phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And I've got to guess, as folks start looking towards retirement and kind of get settled in retirement as well, thinking, you know, one of those things that kind of crosses your head is, should I sell this home? Should I keep the home? That's got to be a big question, isn't it?
It is. So the reality is, when you think of the future or try to plan for the future, there's a lot of question marks. And the closer you get to retirement, the more important it'll be to try to answer some of those outstanding questions. Things like, hey, when I'm in retirement, how often do I plan on replacing a vehicle? Do I want to replace a Mercedes every few years, or am I one of those people who, you know, buys a lightly used vehicle and then you drive it into the ground? Because those cash flows are very different. Well, in a similar way, housing is a big part of your costs as you head into especially early retirement. So we encourage people to take a closer look at what your next steps might be for housing. Listen, a lot of retirees have spent 25 to 40 years in their present home, and as they're entering retirement, the thought of relocating or downsizing, it either excites them or it simply exhausts them mentally to think about it. Listen, my wife and I moved 7-8 years ago, and we were still young when we did this, and yet it just about put me in the grave. I mean, I said, they're going to have to wheel me out of here, because it's just, when you have all this stuff that you've accumulated, the thought and prospect of moving can be scary. But some of the things you should be thinking about is, should I sell my house? Am I interested in moving to a warmer climate? Do I want a second home? Perhaps I'll downsize into a condo for a few years. Maybe I'll eventually move into a, you know, a retirement community. All of these are valid questions, but it'll be important to kind of hone in on them as you get closer to retirement. Or maybe it's not even right away when you get into retirement, but soon thereafter. The fact is that people tend to get attached to their homes. Well, you'll need to begin to look at this objectively based on your own situations, based on what you can afford to do. Also, begin to ask yourselves some questions. And here would be some of those questions or considerations. Number one, what does everybody else think that I should do? So everybody's got an opinion, by the way. No. If you ask your children and your grandchildren, I mean, you're going to get your heartstrings pulled all over the place. One of your children may go, hey, you're getting older. You should move into a retirement community so I don't have to take care of you. Another one who lives maybe in another state will say, Mom, Dad, come over here. Come live near us. Your grandchildren will say, I haven't seen you at my Little League baseball games. The point is, everybody's got an opinion. You need to assess what you value. Is it freedom and flexibility? Maybe a condo or a retirement community. Is it having roots in a home? Okay, maybe you stay in your hometown. Or is it going to that Little League game? Then maybe it's moving to another state to be near your grandchildren. But you have to evaluate that. Another thing to consider would be taxation. This is a big one. Before moving to a different state, take a look at the future taxation for your retirement accounts and pensions. So as a matter of fact, we've mentioned this on the show before, but Kiplinger has a really great heat map of the United States that you can click on any one of the states and get a rundown of taxation on retirees. So you can Google Kiplinger's state-by-state guide for taxes on retirees, that's what it's called, and then you can click on it and get a full summary of all the taxes that might impact you as a retiree. Things like, does the state collect taxes, state income taxes on Social Security? What is the state income tax rate if there is one? What about property taxes? What about sales taxes? Because listen, not all states are created equal when it comes to taxes on retirees. And remember, states are going to have to collect revenue in some way, shape, or form, of course. But they may go after working age adults for that tax revenue, maybe not retirees. Florida is a great example of this, right? Retirees can live pretty inexpensively in Florida. This is assuming storms don't wipe out their home, by the way. But the point being, it's more the working age adults that pay the overall tax burden in the state of Florida instead of retirees. Also, you should know that there are currently 9 U.S. states with no state income tax. Those states are Alaska, Florida, which I just mentioned, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. They have no state income tax. Now, some of those states make up for it in an obvious way where you go, oh my gosh, but their sales tax is 10%. Okay, that's fine. But others, it's not so much. Really, the overall tax burden is extremely low when maybe compared to Illinois and Wisconsin. By the way, quick FYI to those listening. If you were to go to that Kiplinger state-by-state guide and look at the heat map, which says, you know, dark red is a really bad state for retirees, dark green is really good. Well, Illinois and Wisconsin, which is we're kind of on the state line here, are two of the worst. So just FYI, taxes on retirees in these two states is not the best. Now, that doesn't mean you should move. I'm just saying be aware of the fact that taxes in these two states is not the most friendly for retirees.
Important stuff this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com, and the telephone number 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Speaking of the state line area, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, we are blessed this week with fantastic weather, and I hate to break it to folks, though, in a matter of possibly days, if not weeks, we will be into this area called winter, and it can be long. Should that be a consideration when it comes to picking out where you're moving to? Malia, what do you see and what do people need to think about there?
Well, you know, I'm originally from California, yeah. Southern California, yes. And I first visited the Midwest in September, October, and I just thought, oh, it's always this way. So yes, it might be changing. And as you live through the Midwest winters and all seasons, actually, And as you get older, you start recognizing, there is a reason we have all these snowbirds that go to different locations. I've actually had a client who's a snowbird from Minnesota who came to Illinois, and this was where they snowbirded. And I was like, wow, that's a big difference. I always think of people going south of Illinois. So it's kind of interesting to understand what drives people when it comes to weather. So even here in the Midwest, we might be accepting people, I suppose. So when we look at weather, it's not just about being on the beach for people. Honestly, many times it has to do with their own health conditions. So we've had clients that have arthritis or asthma. They find that they actually do much better where the weather's perhaps warmer and drier. And then, of course, other considerations of weather might be, you know, honestly, they're afraid of slipping on ice. And that's never a good thing as we age, that we're actually afraid to walk outside to go get our mail because we might slip on ice. So people really do take that seriously when they're considering a move out of the Midwest or some other northern climate. The ideal retirement spot for you should be taking into consideration the recreational activities you really, really enjoy. So obviously in Wisconsin, you know, a lot of people enjoy their biking and their hiking or walking or being more close to golfing. And obviously in the wintertime, that becomes more difficult. So we do see people choose to move to more of the three-season climates, such as Tennessee, Texas, or the Carolinas, that affords them the opportunity to do all the things that they really enjoy. And then the question comes up, why should I downsize in retirement? So, you know, we look at cost of living in different climates or different locations, but downsizing in retirement can bring savings. So for most people, even if you own your home outright by the time you retire, which we encourage, downsizing to a smaller place can actually save quite a bit of dollars because when you look at, you know, all the different things that take money to keep your life going, the biggest area we see is healthcare, obviously. But the second one is housing. So if we look at just keeping the house going, that could actually be a big drain on your monthly budget. So honestly, we see utilities go up in price. And if you have a large house that you're not even using the majority of it because the kids have moved away, so forth, then you might consider moving to a place where honestly it's cheaper to run, heat and cool a smaller place. Cutting down on utilities can make quite a difference. And then, you know, when we look at, like I said, if you've paid off your house, how much does it actually take on a yearly basis to keep things going? I'm talking the roof and the gutters and landscaping, etc. We find that a typical homeowner spends 1-4% of his property's value to upkeep it per year. Again, we're still paying property taxes, even if the mortgage is gone, and we're paying for all the upkeep. And then finally, we looked at, again, not just downsizing, but where are people actually retiring to? So as CJ mentioned, we look carefully at cost of living, but also taxes. But we found a study from the 2021 United Airlines National Mover Study, which is a great one because they actually know where people are physically moving. And they really do track those state-to-state migration patterns. So they found this last year, the top states where retirement was cited as the main reason for moves was Florida, 39%, South Carolina, 37%, Arizona, 36%, and Delaware, 34%, and Idaho, 29%. So just kind of interesting, the weather patterns obviously have something to do with it, the income tax, and also the cost of living. So just look carefully at what affects you.
That's some fascinating stuff. As always, talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We laid out the why you might want to consider either relocating or downsizing with your home. We're going to talk about the how. We'll get those details from CJ and Malia in just a moment. In the meantime, if you haven't been to the website, head on over there now, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professional, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. We had a caller call in off the air. Just wanted to ask a question. Their question was, what do you know about a life lease in a senior community? Is it a good idea? That's a great question, caller.
It is a great question. I'll give a quick summary and then Malia can add to that. So life leases often are related to like senior communities, although it doesn't have to be a senior community. Sometimes it could be particular interest groups. But the idea is that it's almost merging the concepts of ownership and rental into one. So when you actually purchase a life lease, you're purchasing the right to occupy a specific unit or space for the rest of your life. Now, some of these life leases will say, hey, you put a lump sum of cash down and then you're paying all kind of rent and utilities, almost like an HOA fee on an ongoing basis. But sometimes that can be a large dollar amount for a senior facility. It might be I'm buying a unit for 300 grand. Sometimes then at the end of that life lease, depending upon if you ended up needing nursing home care, other care services, they will guarantee you a certain amount of refund of those dollars. Now, every life lease is unique and a little bit different. How much you put down up front can vary greatly. But to answer the person's question, we get it. We think it could make sense for a lot of people. There's some communities here in Madison that do this, and it can work out great. You purchase a life lease, they guarantee you 90% of that value back at the back end, unless, of course, you need it for nursing home care. And then you get to live there and you just pay kind of rental costs. So it's got features of ownership and features of rental right inside of it.
Fantastic question. Don't forget, if you ever have questions or you want to sit down and talk with folks at Klaus Financial, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Complimentary to you. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking this morning about in retirement, downsizing, what you're going to think about doing. Are you going to do that? Are you going to move? And we talked a lot about the why. Let's talk about the how and how we actually go about making that decision to change our housing, Malia, and how we can be sure that this is the right decision. That's a big one.
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate the caller who had that question. You know, as CJ mentioned, there's actually A to Z on these retirement communities, and some will offer a non-refundable option. Some will offer a 70-95% option. So you have to be, you know, ready with your questions to really understand what it's going to cover for you to be able to stay there and what those amounts are. And some people choose just a monthly amount that they can pay, which is a higher amount, but sometimes that works better for their situation. So ask lots of questions. That's the beginning. So we actually had a realtor a few years ago come in and speak to some of our clients about downsizing. And this particular person really specialized in that. And really, it's a process. It's truly a process, because you got to start being honest with yourself. That was what she was explaining. We all have wants and we all have needs, but sometimes, you know, there's more wants. So she really identified, you know, how many bedrooms do you have right now? You raised your family with four people, four children, but how many do you want or really need? I mean, how many rooms do you never go into in your house today? That's a real, real good question. Same question for bathrooms. What do I have now? What will I need? And again, what do I want? So we see people think about downsizing, and then when they actually, quote, downsize, the house really isn't much smaller than the last house they left. So these are good, good questions. How many floors are in my current house? We see a lot of people with split levels, which are very, very nice when you're raising a family. But as we're adjusting to different physical situations that come up as we get older, the split level doesn't necessarily work as well. Or we have a lot of people still with the washing machine and dryer down in the basement and a long flight of stairs. So we often talk about, is there adjustments you can make in your own house by bringing the plumbing up to the main floor? Because falling down a set of stairs at any age is not a good thing. Do you have a three-car garage? Will you still need a garage for three cars that in your future place? And do you have a big yard that takes a day to mow right now? And do you still want to be able to do that? And do I have a pet now, or am I going to have one? Am I going to need a place for that pet? So really identifying what you have, what you need, what you want is so, so important. And when we're speaking about the stuff we have in our house, we spoke earlier, honestly, the biggest reason we hear people not wanting to make a move is just that stuff. It just mentally exhausts them. So even if you never move, please start distributing your stuff now so your children don't hate you later on.
Yeah, walk into our little storage area off the laundry room and I look in there and I just go, oh my goodness.
It's too much.
It's just way too much stuff. It's amazing what we acquire. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. We'll talk about the importance of being near some professionals. We'll get those details from CJ and do our Kloss Quiz Question Week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, talking this week about where you're going to live in retirement and starting that conversation the sooner the better as you're planning that retirement date. Let's talk about some professional services. You know, think about like your doctor and that relationship you've developed over the years. Having access and staying near to them is probably a pretty important consideration as well, isn't it, CJ?
It can be, yeah. Again, this depends upon, you know, when you're retiring, where you're at in stage of life in terms of health conditions. And so you need to ask yourself, am I near doctors now or healthcare facilities, or do I want to be? I mean, listen, the reality is that retirement planning, once you've done it for a couple of decades like I have, and then in the case of our business, we've been doing this for almost 50 years, you start to realize that people can retire whenever they want to. I mean, we have people who retire in their very early 40s and they don't have much money. The question is, what do you want life to look like, right? I mean, listen, if I pop up a tent in a state park somewhere and I decide that's my retirement, I don't need much money. But if I want to, you know, own a 8,000 square foot mansion and have my grandchildren to my house every month and travel around the world 8 times, I'm going to need a lot more money. Mm-hmm. So the question is, what do you want that retirement to look like? What are the services or amenities that you want to have near you? And we would encourage you just to try to keep it simple, but you need to think about healthcare facilities. So Madison is one of the, I mean, as we can all attest, what a great place to live if you need, you know, healthcare services. Other questions would be, do you care about shopping to be able to actually, you know, go to a mall or pick something up? Are you close to shopping facilities? Are there social or cultural activities that are easily accessible? Again, Madison would be another great example of what a wonderful community, right? We've got the Overture Center. We have different athletic teams from University of Wisconsin to up in Milwaukee. It's just fantastic. But we pay for it. Everybody knows. I hope I'm not, you know, surprising anybody when I say Dane County is more expensive, you know, when it comes to property taxes than other communities. But we get something for it, I would argue, right? Good schools. You've got great amenities locally, the downtown. Other things to ask is there public transportation and is it accessible to me? Probably one of the biggest questions, to be quite frank, is am I near family? Mm. Listen, at the end of the day, life is no more than a makeup of the relationships that you have, right? And so when you really think about what am I going to value in retirement? You really need to look at those relationships. Now, though, those could be family, could be children, grandchildren. It could be a church community for you. But the idea is, am I connected? The most unhealthy people we see are disconnected emotionally and personally to others. The healthiest people we see are closely connected, right? Again, it may or may not be family, because we all know families can get pretty crazy. But what relationships are around you? So here's the, you know, those are a few things to consider about where you're going to end up in retirement.
Important stuff this week, as always. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Bonefish Grill. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Name one state that does not have a state income tax. Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Bonefish Grill. And again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. CJ Malia, it's always great hanging out. You guys enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Kevin Clark, Make Dreams Realty, speaking of real estate, joins us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.